And I'll read this first and then give you a few moments to think about it. And then if you choose, some sharing. You will lose everything. Your money, your power, your fame, your success, maybe even your memory. Your looks will go, loved ones will die, your own body will eventually fall apart. Everything that seems permanent is absolutely impermanent and will be smashed. Experience will gradually, or not so gradually, strip away everything that it can strip away. Waking up means facing this reality with open eyes and no longer turning away. Right now, we stand on sacred and holy ground. For that which will be lost has not yet been lost. And realizing this is the key to unspeakable joy. Whoever or whatever is in your life right now has not yet been taken away from you. This may sound obvious, but really knowing it is the key to everything. The why and how and wherefore of existence. Impermanence has already rendered everything and everyone around you so deeply holy and significant and worthy of your heartbreaking gratitude. Loss has already transfigured your life into an altar. Anybody have any thoughts they'd like to share about that?
This makes me feel like all we have is what we have right now. You know, the sum of our lives. So we need to do what we can to make other people feel better, make ourselves feel better. That's about it.
Well, I know that Barbara was speaking about gratitude, and I was also thinking it links into acceptance, because if we don't accept it, then what's the alternative? So anyway, that's where I kind of went on this thing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sally.
Hi, I'm new to Skagit County. I live in Anacortes now. And it's a move I did not want to make. I'm going through that transition. And I'm here this morning because I guess I'm a lifelong Unitarian. I joined when I was 21. So I've been in many different UU fellowships, churches. And my daughter said to me this week, "Okay, Mom, get in the car and get over to that church." And I turned my alarm off this morning. I said, "No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it." And I could not get back to sleep, so I got up and I got myself ready. And your words mean a great deal to me, because I'm reluctantly going to offer my gratitude to my daughter when I call her and take pictures that I was actually here.
Thank you, and please welcome Mary Pat, everybody.
Hi, I'm Susan Fair. Alyssa and I have been listening to a book twice now, which is Wolfpack, and it's a really good short book, and it makes the point in it that we need to have gratitude, but just gratitude alone isn't enough. Gratitude alone will keep you put down, you know, because you're, I'm thankful for what I have, but we also have to ask for what we need on top of that gratitude.
As Barack says, you live in the reality you're in now, but your feet are pointed towards that better future.
I think the words, some of the words that came to me were about the seeking of a good life and the things and how to find the meaning, the four points and the things, thinking about it, saying that when we seek a good life and we seek faith and we seek gratitude and we seek generosity, we seek all the things that are important parts of all of that, we realize that we can't find those things because they were never lost. They are part of us in ourselves, and we can only reveal them through the choices we make and our behavior. And being with a community of people who are also seeking to make those choices is part of what makes all of our lives richer.
Thanks, Peggy. Anyone else? Going once? Go.
Well, I just think, like on a beautiful day like this, it's just a reminder that you have you're already on your altar. There's nothing else to find.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for your thoughts. And would you turn to page 205 and let's sing Amazing Grace together.
The song was written by a man who actually, did he own slave ships or at least was a captain of slave ships? Yeah, and then he sort of had a come to Jesus moment and realized that this was not the way to lead his life, and so he turned it around, and we ended up with this song. Shining as the
For our closing words, I'm going to repeat the end of that reading by Jeff Foster. Impermanence has already rendered everything and everyone around you so deeply holy and significant and worthy of your heartbreaking gratitude. Loss has already transfigured your life into an altar. Jim?
Thank you very much, Barbara. Now we are going to extinguish the chalice, and once again I ask you to read the bold after I read the italics here. Now this space has filled with light.
It glows with companionship.
This light has united our attention.
But now the time comes to shatter.
The light is out, but the lights stay on.
Let's sing one last song together.
So let's get into our circle.